You can give that answer the next time you're doing your pageantry.
Did you know that if you
find the UK on the map? Did you know?
So we asked you how to achieve world peace. Well, what you do, right, is you grind your turkey carcass down.
Is that my voice?
Yeah, I do a better impression of you than you do. Hello there, young whippersnapper. Thank you for tuning in to the Killer Rabbit Podcast, Yorkshire's number one alternative news podcast, where we don't feature that much alternative news. We are back and in your ears. It's the first time we've recorded since Christmas, but we've just been talking, and apparently there is going to be an episode released before this one where we don't reference Christmas or New Year at all. Well done, us. Well done, everybody. We've worked that out.
They'll have already listened to it. There's going to be an episode released that you've already heard and has already been released when you're listening to this
piece. Yeah, so let's get the...
Listen to this episode before the last episode and it all makes sense.
Hope you all had a lovely Christmas.
If you've already listened to the last episode, you've
had a lovely Christmas, listeners, and a festive period of joy and wonderment. And Happy New Year to you all and all of that shit. And it's all late and it's all fucked up because we already had an episode in the pocket, didn't we? Ready to go because we were more organised than we planned.
More organised than planned.
It's quite scary, isn't it? Is that the end of 2023 was we were super organised and now we're in a new year.
And we forgot we'd got that other episode in the bank to put out after 2022.
Yeah, so it has actually all gone to shit again. So,
do you think people will listen to that episode expecting us to mention the Christmas break or?
I think they will. But we'd also we did enough Christmas stuff with the Christmas episodes, so.
Yeah, we definitely did enough Christmas.
I think it's fair to say this is the first episode of 2024.
Apart from the one that was released last time.
Semantics.
Last week. I'm joined by Mr. Adam Chase, everybody. There he is. Hello.
I am.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Hope you had a nice festive merriment.
Happy New Year.
And Ben's there as well.
Hello.
Happy New Year. Hope you had a nice festive merriment.
I hope you had a wonderment. I love that word, wonderment.
I did have a wonderment. Yeah, absolutely.
Did everyone have a good Christmas?
I don't know. Is it when does this episode come out? We probably shouldn't be having this conversation on the podcast.
This comes out on the week after the 9th of January. So.
Right, so like the 16th.
16th. So that's it's still okay to talk because
not too bad.
I have a question related to the time after Christmas. Well, I've got a question here. Then, what day does it start to annoy you in January where people are still starting an email at work with, hope you had a Happy New Year? Because you don't know if you've had a Happy New Year yet, because you are only in January.
Oh, no. The next
January
week.
The 1st.
So, fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
I would say after the first week back at work, which is this week, so technically today is the 4th, isn't it, right? So, as of the 8th of January, that's enough. Unless it is your first day back at work.
So if you was a listener with that attitude, you would get really annoyed by us wishing you, the listener, a Happy New Year. So, listeners, Happy New Year.
On the 16th. Yeah, it's just not right, is it? I didn't have a very Happy New Year.
I felt, though, like, fucking this Christmas, I felt was proper weird this year. I don't know why.
It's because everybody worked up until, like, the day before Christmas and then had Christmas.
I didn't know.
Oh, didn't you? No, well.
No, I had like the week before off, but I don't know. I got all like, I think I got all socialed out. And then by the time it was Christmas, I was like, I just don't want to be.
That's not weird for you at all. That's a normal Adam Christmas.
That's totally.
Yeah, shut up, right?
Normal Christmas.
So yeah, but normally I'm like, yeah, it's not too bad. I'll have a good drink. But I was literally just like, I don't want to be.
I'm sure you say this every year, Adam. This sounds like a normal.
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I just forget every year that I hate it again.
You see, I only went out once this Christmas. I mean, back in the day, I used to finish work and have however long over Christmas. And besides Christmas Day, I would have been out the whole time. You know, 1 week,
yeah,
2 weeks,
crazy
whatever.
One.
Currently sober as well, so I've been sober for 4 days as well, which is awesome.
I did more excellent. Drinking than I've ever done in my life. I was just
did you?
Yeah, I was just caning.
I know you used the word
fizz.
Sculling. Yeah. You were sculling Bucks Fizz, which I'd never heard that phrase before, and I started using
sculling.
It. for all sorts. Like, it's just, I'm about to skull some monster here, Eddie.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm skulling some monster.
Let's skull some monster.
Consider yourself skulled.
All right, speaking of monster, right?
It's not that scary thing that lives under your bed, is it?
That's me.
You live under your own bed? Scaring yourself at night?
I live under it.
Grabbing your own legs if they hang out over the side? Crazy.
Sometimes, man. I put mannequin legs on the bed and then grab them from underneath. Anyway,
tell us about monsters.
What I was going to say.
Monsters, you were going to tell us
right.
about scary monsters.
Monsters, the monster, the drink.
Oh, the actual drink.
So yeah, I went, the drink. So I came home from work today and I had to stop off and get some monster on the way back. So I went to a shop.
Because it's tradition. And it is tradition.
Because it's tradition. You've got to have a monster for the recording. Mm. It is tradition.
The recording doesn't work without monster. It's literally the fuel.
No, it doesn't. We have to pour it on the computers and everything.
I think the only time we forgot monsters was episode 34.
Episode 34, yep, absolutely.
Episode 34, definitely.
So yeah, don't forget your monster. So you went to get some monsters because it's tradition and the podcast doesn't work
without
them.
I went to get a monster because it's tradition. That's exactly it. And when you go into a shop, right, in the UK, this is obviously not the same for our American listeners. But
they don't have shops over there. Fools.
Because are available.
Other shops
are
available.
They have gun ranges, right?
Other energy drinks are available.
Other podcasts
no,
are
they
not
are.
Available.
No, no,
only
no.
Monster.
Don't advertise other podcasts on our podcast, Benson.
I said are not.
Oh, right.
I said are not available.
Oh, right, okay.
You're the one now advertising the thing that doesn't exist.
There's not corrected. Other podcasts. We're the only one. Yeah, when you go into a fucking shop, the first fucking shop.
Now we're talking, my friend.
Down the red light.
How many fuckings do you buy, Benson, on a regular basis? How many fuckings do you buy? Do you know the
well,
fucking
no,
shop?
No,
fuckings?
You don't buy fuckings from a shop. It's a shop for all your fucking needs. So, like, when you go to a hardware shop, you don't buy hardware. You buy the hardware. That's
what?
I find when I go to the fucking shop to buy some fucks, the fucks have all run out because I couldn't give a fuck and there's no fucks and fucking.
If you go to Morrison's, you don't buy Morrison's, do you? So,
yeah.
The fucking shop I frequent frequently.
Nice.
You don't call it Morrison's shop, though, do you?
The Morrison's shop.
I'm going down to Morrison's shop.
What,
would
you
like to go to Sainsbury's shop?
So what are you buying, a corner?
Yeah.
You're buying fucking shops. Anyway,
the
back to your fucking
shop.
So you've walked in to the fucking shop.
I've walked in, right, and there's normally, you know, a little fridge on your left. That might have drinks in it, and maybe like
just for our American listeners, this is the layout for all shops in the UK.
And he means refrigerator,
a refrigerator, a fridge,
chiller,
a big fucking open front chiller, and it's normally got a couple of drinks in there, a little bit of a selection of drinks, some sarnies, maybe some pasties, a little bits of yogurts and that. You know,
if you go to a proper one, homemade samosas for like 20p.
Oh,
or as covered on a previous podcast, a chocolate orange and lettuce baguette.
Yes, chocolate orange and lettuce. But that's where you'd find all
no
the
butter.
Fucking...
No butter, oh my God.
So this chiller on the left, when you've walked in.
I've seen that film.
Is where you'd find.
Terrifying. The last chiller on the left. Horrific.
I went in the shop and went to go get a monster from the site that, you know, where it would be.
A monster because you need to get a monster just, for the podcast because the podcast doesn't work without the podcast in its tradition. just a recap.
Previously
you have to
on.
Summarize in a Morgan Freeman voice, Sam. God.
Right. I'm just trying to make sure I'm with you. And I think I'm with you. You're in the fucking shop. There's a big chiller or refrigerator on your left-hand side because you need to buy the monster or the podcast doesn't work and it's tradition. And sometimes they have pasties and sandwiches and chocolate orange and lettuce baguettes with no butter in said chillers.
But that's
chillers.
Where you'd normally find the drinks.
Yes, you would. You would.
And there was
you're
no,
quite right.
There was no drinks. There was no drinks.
Not a single drink.
There was sandwiches. No.
No.
What? Sandwiches. So only sandwiches.
There's no such thing as just a sandwich chiller.
How are you
going to
quench your thirst after eating a sandwich?
Well, this is it, right? The fucking drinks were in a separate fridge on the right-hand side.
Oh,
but
my
on
gosh.
The separate wall, on the wall you come in, rather than the wall on the left-hand side of you that you can see nicely. So it's like behind you. How are you meant to find this stuff? I end up walking around the shop like, what the fuck's going on?
That's why.
Like,
that's why they've done it, Adam.
This stuff?
You've walked right into the trap. That's why they've done. That's why they change shops around, isn't it? So you go around and look at more things. They were hoping you would buy yourself
that's why they do
some
it.
Hovis or maybe...
Well, I was actually walking out to be like, I'll go to another fucking shop then, when I noticed the actual drink.
I will boycott this shop.
Nearly fucked.
So, because the drinks good, are not where I expect. Time,
I walked
for a good solid amount of time,
it.
You thought there was
it's
no
that,
drinks.
It's not that it wasn't where I expected, it's that because it wasn't where I expected, I couldn't fucking find
you
the goddamn
you assumed there was no drinks. This shop doesn't sell drinks at all. Like,
what kind
no, they
of...
They had the warm. They had the warm drink aisle that's not refrigerated. I didn't want a warm fucking monster.
Well, like
I'm buying
chocolate.
A warm one. No, you know, in the four packs and stuff, just out rather than in the fridge.
Oh, yes.
So they had of the course. Warm drinks. They didn't have a chill. I couldn't find the chiller with the drinks in it.
Rude bastards.
And I was fucking upset.
As I was mentioning, I went to the shop to get a monster, the shop that never sells the monster because it's always sold out of monster.
So you went to
the shop to get the monster, even though it's always sold out of monster. You thought, you know what, today, maybe.
And it was sold out. So I had to then walk to another shop, which is much further away because my car's broken, because I didn't have a very nice New Year, unfortunately. So I went to this other shop, and on the left-hand side as you walk in, guess what? There's a chiller or refrigerator with lots of sandwiches and pasties and drinks, cold drinks in there as well.
Yeah, see? Fuck
no,
you with your
way.
Normal laid-out shop.
However... No fucking monster. So I was like, for fuck's sake. So I carried on walking around the shop and there was another chiller with monster in it.
Hey.
Why have two chillers separated?
Well, the thing was, the first chiller...
It's for tax reasons.
The first chiller had a row of monsters, but it was all the different Mango Loco and Lewis Hamilton flavour. I don't know.
Oh, is that one I've got? I've got Punch. I've got Punch today.
We've talked about this one, haven't we? The Lewis Hamilton flavour one that tastes like successful racing black man. But... There was no normal monster there, but then round the corner there was another section of chilled monster. So it wasn't like I was looking in the wrong place. They've got it in two
and
places.
That had the normal one.
Yeah, that did have the normal one. So they've got and it had all the other flavors as well.
And it had all the other. So
yes.
They hide the normal flavor somewhere deep in the shop of doom. These days. Is this like a thing?
There was like a gap in between all the weird monsters where the normal monster should have gone, but it was sold out. But then round the corner, a whole other selection of monsters. So this place was like the opposite to your shop. It had the drinks where you'd expect
them, extra chiller,
and the
monsters.
Extra chiller where you wouldn't expect them.
Son of a bitch. See, I wouldn't have walked around the shop for so long because I'd have just turned the corner and been like, "Oh, there it is."
Yeah, I could have done what you did and given up and walked out and boycotted that store, and I would have missed out on a. And it was warm. The monster was warm, so I had to stick it in my freezer.
See that I couldn't do it. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do the warm.
No, God,
if it's not, I'm not buying it.
No. I bought it.
It even
stuck
says
it in my
to be served chilled.
Well, most drinks say that, don't they? I think they say best served.
Hot chocolate doesn't. Hot coffee hot coffee wouldn't
tea,
say served
tea
chilled.
Tea doesn't. I mean, iced tea might.
I'm looking at my can now. I'm just seeing if it does actually say that.
Serving suggestions right at the bottom on the. So after the label, just to the right of the label, there's a big warning thing about caffeine will kill you and it'll make you pregnant and shit like that.
Caffeine will not make you pregnant. I don't think it says that. I think it says...
No, it makes men pregnant.
I think it says not to have monster if you are
not
pregnant.
Recommended for children.
It says store in a chiller to the right of the door in a shop. That's weird.
Oh, that is weird because mine says ensure that this is stocked in two separate places in the store. How very strange.
Mine says store at the right of the door, so maybe that's what happened. Maybe this is a special right of the door.
It says on here, see base of can for a date.
Oh,
no, I'm all right,
God, I'm sorry. Oh, no, it's everywhere.
So, Sam, you were saying you didn't have a good New Year.
No, because my car
you
broke.
You said that your car had your car
broke.
I went for a lovely walk.
I'm guessing with your size and height, it's a tight
in the
car.
I went for a lovely
you
yeah.
For
drove,
a lovely
drove
walk
the
in
car.
The car.
Yeah, no.
You went for a lovely walk and the car broke.
Yeah, so we got in the car to go for a lovely walk at the local. Well, not local, but at the quite far away reservoir. And we were taking the dog. And
who was it who said recently about people driving to walk somewhere?
Was it me?
Motherfucking!
So
I got to
so
drive.
Went
to
off
walk.
In Sam's
you
head.
Can
was
walk
oh
outside.
My god! What if I could drive to a place to then walk instead of walking first
to a place and then driving?
I think that's reasonable to drive a bit further out to go for a nice little walk with other people and with your dog.
I suppose
to take
drive
your dog
to, like,
somewhere
the coast.
Unusual. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I always put my dog in the car instead of taking him out for exercise.
Yeah,
complete sense.
We were taking him for a nice walk somewhere else because he's bored of the local area.
Did he tell you that? Yeah. Did he say, you know what? You know what? I'm bored of this fucking park. I want you motherfuckers to take me miles away in the car to a bigger place.
That's exactly, or I'm going to eat chewing gum.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it New Miller Dam?
No, it wasn't New Miller Dam. It was Swinston Reservoir, something like that. Swinsty, that was it. Swinsty Res. Have you ever heard of the phrase tempting fate?
Yes.
Tempting fate.
Yeah. So we're driving.
Tempting.
We're driving along.
Tempting.
We're driving along. And I'm sure you're familiar with this, Benson, where you got your dog in the car and you talk to it in a silly voice. Don't pretend you don't. I know you do. So we're driving along.
I do.
And I look in the wing mirror and I can see, not the wing mirror, the rear view mirror. And I can see my dog in the boot and he's got his head cutely rested on the back seat. And I said to him, oh, we're going for a nice, lovely walk, aren't we? In my silly little dog voice. And Lisa, who's sat in the passenger side, says, well, we hope so. And I say, what do you mean by we hope so? Literally, the second I say that,
earth-shatteringly
loud pothole. And then the wheels start going... And then we stop, pull over, it's fucked.
Then your dog's going mental.
He's fucked, and we have to go back. And I was like, what?
Hang on.
I was like, why did you say that? What did you mean? Because I took it that she meant like, we might never make it there, which is what happened.
Yeah.
But she meant was, oh, it might not be a lovely walk. But I'm like, why did you say that? You completely tempted fate there.
I heard that's what
Lisa said. So you're blaming Lisa for you driving over a pothole.
Oh, mate, you can't see potholes.
I like how you've turned that around. Well, Sam can't see over
there
the
was definitely that accusation leveled at me, and a slight falling out afterwards because of it as well.
I'm not surprised.
I genuinely did say
you were falling out over superstitions, and
I genuinely did say this is your fault. I did feel a bit bad about it.
No, I didn't. You, you little shit.
I would 100% be blaming Alas.
Have you got a black eye?
It was full on. Honestly, the timing was immaculate. It was perfect. I don't think I even finished the sentence. What do you mean by before the car pretty much exploded?
Did you drive the car back?
Something's literally just like there is some sort of player who has just gone like, this would be piss funny this way, watch. So you go, what is it?
And all the way back, I was having to ring people I was supposed to be meeting going, sorry, can't make it, and then going, oh, happy new year, eh? so much for happy new year, eh?
You can tell how old you are these days.
I know, yeah.
But happy new year. Yeah, I was gonna say the tempting fate thing. It's well documented. The first officer on the Titanic said to the captain, he went, oh, the captain went, oh, it's going to be a nice sail tonight. He went, oh, if we make it, massive iceberg comes out of nowhere, ship starts sinking, you know, tears in half, kills Jack.
This is exactly the same situation, except mine was, you know, marginally worse.
I just made mine.
Oh, you just I believed you. Hook, line, and sinker.
I can't believe the timing of that, though.
Yeah, no,
I can't believe you drove stupid. Back. As like, if my car was doing a noise, I would be pulling over, crying.
I did that. I drove back very, very slowly and very, very carefully, and it made it home. So, would you like a little story? It's a very, very small one, but it tickled me, and it was sent through by a listener, by a lovely, lovely listener, from the Bind to Cthulhu podcast, who sent me through like more stories than you could ever imagine.
Than we've even read out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a very, very quick one, but it did tickle me a little bit. And it's from, we're going down South Carolina for this one. Is that South Carolina? Where is South Carolina? It's in the south.
It's just below North Carolina.
South Carolina. But is it actually in the south, or is it just this? It sounds like it's pretty much deep south.
It's like Mississippi. It's like the Florida Mississippi side.
Yeah. Well, there was a new live version of Paper Rock Scissors that was established there.
Paper Rock Scissors.
Yeah. A live
fuck
version
off
of it. So
what are you calling it? Paper Rock Scissors for?
We've had this conversation before, haven't we? Apparently, I say that wrong.
Yeah,
do you actually call it paper, paper, rock, when it's rock, paper, scissors?
Paper, rock, scissors just it flows off the tongue.
It's not paper, rock, scissors. No, it doesn't.
I value scissors. The paper above the rock, you know. It's just one of those things.
But it's rock, paper, scissors. The name of the game is rock, paper, scissors.
Well, It can be either. It's interchangeable.
Yeah. Hang on. When you play the game, do you go paper, rock, scissors? Or do you go rock, paper, scissors like everybody has in the history since the history of time?
I go 1, 2, 3.
You don't go rock, paper, scissors like is the rules. Then be the rules. You both.
No, I go 1, 2, 3.
Idiots.
Apparently, some people call it scissors, paper, stone. That's just
no, they don't. Yeah, no, it's... don't try defending yourself.
No, I'm not.
So, right, okay. I Hannibal Lecter might call it skin, paper, stone, but normal people.
Nobody
that
said
aren't
skin.
Cannibals,
nobody said skin.
Oh, what
I
did
said
you say?
Scissors, paper, stone. Skin.
I thought you said skin. I was like, what the fuck are you on about?
Oh, God. No.
Scissors, paper, stone. People don't call it scissors, paper, stone. Nobody starts with scissors.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Anyway, so scissors, rock, and paper, that game, that well known game. There's been a new live version of that discovered in South Carolina when a police officer went to a report of a burglary, and while he was there doing his police officer work, his dog, his canine, if you will, his canine got distracted by a cow, right? So this cow has distracted the dog, and they're usually quite well-trained police dogs, aren't they? Anyway, this one lost its shit and decided to bite the cow.
Oh,
as a result of this, the police officer was not very happy because his dog's on duty, so the police officer tased the dog, which caused the cow to kick the police officer.
Why did he tase his own dog?
It's such an American police thing to do, that, isn't it?
Can't shoot it, so I gotta shoot it with something. Taser.
Just tase the dog. Yeah, so dog bites cow, cow kicks police officer tases dog. I don't know how you do the hand symbols for it, but it's...
This is like the train hitting the cow and the cow hitting the guy having to piss on the railway.
But yeah, I don't know why he would. I don't know why he would tase the fucking.
Is it because he's another police officer? He can't shoot another police officer. So does he just tase each other when they're being shit?
But it's just a bit mean, isn't it? Tasing your dog.
Is that what they just do? Well, yeah, it's fucking horrible. I mean, it's better than shooting it. It could have gone one or two ways.
I suppose.
Maybe he just reached for the wrong holster.
Maybe he got the wrong
thing.
They do
that. They do that quite a lot.
Shoot it.
It's amazing how many times they shoot someone dead and go, oh, I thought it was my taser, sorry.
Don't bite that cow, or I'm going to fire several volts of electricity through you. And the dog goes...
I assume the dog was still on the cow then, if it's fucking... The shock has gone through.
Oh, I hope it all happened at the same time. So while the guy was... That's the sound it would make. Yeah, while the guy is booting the... No, while the dog is biting the cow, the cow's booting the guy and the guy's tasting the dog all like a perpetual motion machine or something. Yeah, I hope the dog's all right. I hope the cow's all right. And I hope the police officer gets suspended or similar.
Or fired for tasing a dog.
Yeah, so thank you to the Bad Cthulhu podcast for sending that through. I enjoyed it very much. And I saw something else from South Carolina recently as well, which I enjoyed. So I thought I'd lump it in with this little story. Now, Benson, you're obviously a huge fan of pageantry, right?
A fan of what, sorry?
Pageantry. You were the 2018 Little Miss Yorkshire winner, weren't you, I believe?
Pageantry?
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you remember when you won the Little Miss Yorkshire competition in 2018?
Oh, sorry,
that little blue dress.
Yeah.
You were wearing,
stunning! Yeah, yeah, stunning yeah, yeah, that was yeah, yeah. Stunning. Have you done any more competitions since then? Or
well, no, because I forgot until right now what that word meant.
Oh, right, okay. That's I don't think knowing which what the word means would affect your ability to compete.
You can't join a pageantry if you forgot what the word
means. It's the pressure from your parents, though, isn't it? Normally, they're the ones that make you do it. They get you up on stage and have done since a young age just to show off your beautiful eyes and talents.
Are you wanting me to say yes? Yes, I have done more recently.
Have you? No, I was just inquiring. Yeah, I was just inquiring. Now, the reason I ask anyway is because you know the part of like a beauty contest where they would ask you as the contestant some kind of question to test your knowledge as well.
Yes.
Well, I was just wondering. I would like you to go back put yourself in the position where you're in the middle of a beauty pageant, something you're very familiar with, and you're up on stage, and the person who's hosting it comes to question you and asks you the question. This is the question, okay, and I'd like you to pretend you're in the pageant and answer the question as best you can. Thank you. So the question is, according to a recent poll, a fifth of Britons could not locate the UK on a map. Why do you think this is, Little Miss Yorkshire?
Well, thank you for asking me that question. I really appreciate it. I don't know why I do this voice. In fact, did you say it was the Little Miss Yorkshire?
Yeah, I did, yeah. You're not in Spinal Tap.
Bayek, lad, I appreciate you giving me this question for me to answer.
Again, you don't need to do an impression. You could just be you. It's fine.
I don't know how to do my voice. I've told you this before.
Every time.
I've told you a million times. I don't know how to do my voice.
You can't do an impression of yourself. So, crazy.
A fifth of Britons can't.
I'm going to, you know what? Every time I see Benson, I'm going to be like, just use your normal voice, Benson. I'm just going to throw him off every time. I'm going to be at work and be like, Benson, just use your normal voice, mate. And you'll be like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You'll start seeing steam. This is a way of breaking you.
Yeah, it's this like is going to break.
Breaking an AI thing. Tell an AI to ask it what it sounds like, and it's going. So, why do a fifth of Britons?
Yeah, well,
they can't point UK on a map.
Yeah,
because they're blind.
Yeah, they can't locate the UK on a map. How would you answer that question if it was posed here in the middle of Miss UK
Frank's
pageant
Little
or
Beauty.
Something? Yeah, I'd go
blind. Okay, you blind bastards. The UK is the greatest looking country on the entire map. It's right there. And then I'll point to like Washington, D.C. or something.
No, the question is, this is worse than where this is leading, Benson. The question is...
Because I said, because they're blind. A fifth of the UK are blind.
Is this true? This is an absolute bombshell. I had no idea.
What, did I get it right?
Well, there's no right to it. It was just a question to get you thinking. To answer.
How can you ask
why
a question?
Can't people?
You're asking a question of factually, why can a fifth of Britons
no,
not?
Why do you think this is? This is like to test your
blind,
your debating skills, and we know how good your debating skills. You're a master.
I don't get it. That's not what they ask at a pageantry.
Yeah, they fucking do. They ask stuff like that. They ask things like, how would you go about declaring world peace and stuff like that? This is a standard.
Well, that's a mass debate question. But talking about why a fifth of the UK can't. I get it now. So you want me to like start talking about education
fucking
and politics and, no, we don't educate people enough. And I would love to see in the future people be more educated to where Britain is on the map.
Thank
of Britain.
God for that, Jesus Christ.
They weren't even showing him a world map, it was just a map of Britain, and they were like, I don't fucking know where it is.
You've taken this in a crazy direction, Benson, but the reason I...
That doesn't sound like me.
The reason I brought this up is because I saw a clip recently of Miss South Carolina, who was asked this very question at a similar pageant. Would you like to hear her answer?
What, asking why she can't find Britain on a...
Well, no, I adapted that. They ask her... Should we just have a listen?
Go on then, Sam. We'll have a listen.
The US on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that US Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
How did she get that to Africa? What the fuck? What the fuck sort of mental gymnastics were going on there?
I have no idea. That was the greatest ramble of all time.
We need to get her on the show. We need to get her on the podcast.
She's an absolute genius, that woman. I love her.
We'll have ramble off.
I bet a few of them are pretty good at...
But if you thought I went off on a tangent direction...
I say pretty good. It's not really pretty good at blanking an answer, is it? She fucking completely fumbled it. But I bet a few of them do it.
What age group was this?
I would say she looks mid-20s, I would suggest.
All right, so... I was just in case okay. I was going to say something like
I was going to say Bill Crosby.
I was going to say like Miss America. It don't really matter what she's saying because all the people will be looking at the tits. But if it was like an 8-year-old pageantry thing, it'd be a bit weird to say that.
There's only one kind of person that goes to child pageant.
the mums. Who was the host?
The host of it was Mario Lopez. I don't think you would know who this is, but you might, Adam. Do you remember Saved by the Bell?
I do remember Saved by the Bell.
He was an AC Slater on Saved by the Bell.
Okay. Yeah,
he was hosting it. That's what he does these days. Although I think it's from a while ago, to be honest with you.
Didn't someone from Saved by the Bell get like proper, like jailed, basically?
Dustin Diamond, who played Screech, he did a porno and then died, which was
whilst doing the porno. No, no, or was no. That two unrelated incidents.
two unrelated incidents. That one.
Because, I mean, that's one way to go, isn't it? You finally got cast in your first porn and then you have a fucking heart attack.
So finally got cast in your... The only reason I did that Saved by the Bell bullshit was so I could be a porn actor.
And he called it Saved by the Bell End.
I think he was trying to go the other way because he played the biggest nerd in the world in that show. And he was trying to... You know, kind of like what Daniel Radcliffe does now because he was Harry Potter... And then he tried to do like...
Great impression of nobody from Harry Potter.
And then he tried to...
Harry Potter!
He tried to do...
Hey, Petty!
He tried to do films like where he was like a hard man or a ruffian or an assassin or things like that. I think it was...
Oh, South African.
I think it was... Yeah, he was a South African in something as well, wasn't he? I think it was a similar situation though. So Dustin Diamond came out and was like, oh, I'm a bit of a nerd, I'll be a porno. I will be a porno.
And I'll either do a porno or so help me God, I will die trying.
Also, I don't think he was from the same pageant, but at the start of these...
Pageantry.
At the start of these events, they...
I know what that word means,
yeah. They kind of stand up with some music in the background, and they've got the sashes.
Get the tits out.
They've got the sashes on, which say which country they're from.
They've got the fake stashes on.
This one, I'm guessing, is a Miss World, because they're all from different countries. And they they proudly declare the country that
I know
from.
What you're going to play here.
Oh, dear.
I absolutely... Is it, by any chance, is it anything to do with France?
It is! So they're all... she's very patriotic, is Miss France, isn't she? She gets very she gets very much into announcing
she'll
where
be welcomed
from.
In America with that patriotism.
So I think, Adam, if you're looking out for it, it comes right after Miss Finland. Not a Finran, who...
Miss Finran?
Who announced herself before Miss...
Not Miss Fema.
Before Miss France gets really into the role. So here we go. Let's have a look at this.
Ecuador! Egypt! El Salvador! Finland!
France!
That's actually where I perfected. That's what I used to perfect the eagle call.
Is it? Can you do it? Can you do a mixture of your eagle... France!
I don't know why she did it that way, but she went full bird.
She went full France, didn't she? Full fat France.
Is that what happens to French
did
people
you hear, like,
when they go full France?
Because everyone was doing like a woo after each country. When like Egypt, woo. She was getting into the woo before finishing the word France. So she fra-woo.
France, France. She's just a patriotic lady.
Well, who knew that you were such an expert in the whimsical ways of pageantry.
Who are you who is so wise in the ways of pageantry?
Nonce.
We are the women that say fra.
Fronts. Fronts. No, it's not fronts.
No,
it's fra.
You can always rely on a Monty Python skit to go into any circumstance.
You can indeed.
You really can, can't you?
So there we go. Has anybody got any other stuff that they can bring to the table?
Nah, fuck you. I think we've given our customers enough today.
You think we've given our customers
our
enough?
Our customers.
We've talked about going to the shops, which is something that everyone wants to hear. We've talked about car malfunctions, which everybody wants to hear. We've talked about pageantry. Yeah, and we've also figured out why Britons can't locate the UK or Britain on a map of the UK.
Yeah, we definitely figured that one
figured
out.
That one
thing
out
we've not... we've
covered off geography, mechanics, world affairs.
We've not talked about how weird this time of year is for knowing when the bins go out.
Oh my God, trash talk!
Trash talk!
Do you not get the sticker? That sticker was straight on my bin.
We don't get stickers. We don't get no stickers.
Oh, we didn't get stickers. I've had stickers before.
Who gets a sticker? Who's council's
you get a big, like,
stickers?
A5,
where do you
A5
live?
Size
you
sticker.
Fancy cunt.
How many times have I told you about the bins app? The bins app is my most used app. It's my most useful app.
There's not a bins app in Huddersfield. There's not a bins app around here, right? I'm not from fucking Leeds anymore.
They don't even get internet over there.
I'm not from your fancy pants places.
Have you looked?
Right?
Have you looked for a trash app? You might have one. You never know.
No, you have to go onto the Gov website, the council website, and put in your postcode.
My app tells me the night before. I get a little notification, and it's like, "Put your bins out, motherfucker."
I haven't missed a bin in ages, motherfucker. Right?
Put your bins out, motherfucker.
I don't know when the fucking bins are being collected, man.
My recycling bin is getting overflowed currently, and I don't think it's getting
what
picked up
been
like
recycling?
Next Tuesday. Well, three, 4 weeks worth of recycling. They haven't been. Well, they haven't been. They missed the recycling week, but instead of then going sending the recycling truck the week after, they took the general waste so that your recycling.
Say on your sticker, though?
There's big campaigns over Christmas to recycle all the wrapping paper, the cardboard, and everything else.
Your turkey carcass. You know, you got to recycle your turkey carcass.
You got to,
recycle
the leftover veg and all that.
Yeah, recycle your carrots.
So now.
How do you recycle your carcass, though? What's the best carcass recycling method? I like to hang them in woods to scare townspeople.
Oh, right, okay. I was thinking of grinding it down and making it into a new carcass to then insert into another genetically modified turkey. That's what I was going to
do. Deconstructed turkey carcass.
What you're talking here, Adam, is upcycling. You're talking upcycling here.
to be fair, it does make it better, doesn't it?
Yeah. Spray it in silver. Maybe right.
Stick it on top of your tree next year. Oh, that's a lovely turkey carcass you got on top of your tree.
Look at that wonderful. Where'd you get that tree ornament from? So next year, everyone, remember to save your carcass and recycle it.
Save your carcass, and then your recycling bin won't get so fucking full.
Is yours just full of carcasses?
It's just full of several animal carcasses: chickens, turkeys, T-Rex. T-Rex, that's not right.
It was a good meal.
There's probably a video on TikTok somewhere that's like a life hack for what you can do with your turkey carcass. Did you know you can grind up your turkey carcass into a fine dust and use it as a lovely glitter to sprinkle upon your ornaments at Christmas time?
Or if you're a wrestler, you can blow it in people's faces.
You can grind it down, and if you mix it with water, it makes bone meal, and that's really good for plants.
That's not even a joke. That's like genuine.
You could actually use powdered bone. And I knew that from a TikTok video. So there you go, Sam.
But you can give that answer the next time you're doing your pageantry.
Did you know that if you
find the UK on the map? Did you know?
Sir, we asked you how to achieve world peace. Well, what you do, right, is you grind your turkey carcass down.
is that my voice?
Yeah, I do a better impression of you than you do.
Now, I wouldn't recommend using a normal bit
of sanding
paper.
He's trying to do his voice again, isn't he,
Ron? I'm trying to do Sam's impersonation of me.
You're trying to do an impression of your voice.
Have you never tried doing an impression of your own voice from someone else doing it?
I just do my own voice.
I can't even do my own voice, never mind a replica of my own voice. So what you do, right, is you grind it down, you beat it with an hammer under a tea towel until it's very fine and almost like salt.
Grind it down by beating it up.
Grind it down.
You're going to grind it down, but you're going to
make sure you've still got some of the meat on it, some feathers. You grind it down with a hammer. Everyone knows that. You don't use a grinder.
Grind by bashing.
If you use grinder these days, that you know, people
call
you
pulverizing. When you do
pulverize is a great word. So make sure there's a bit of meat left on it, a couple of feathers. Get it in a towel and just smash it around on walls. And
if you've still got feathers on your carcass, that's concerning. That's very concerning. You've eaten all your turkey and it's still got feathers on it.
My friend, if you've clearly never pulverized a turkey carcass, and otherwise you'll know how important the feathers are. The feathers give it more flight.
I just get the full turkey and put it in the fucking pot alive.
How are the feathers still on there when it's a fully plucked and eaten turkey? I don't where
he never said it
from
were plucked.
The neck upwards.
Who
we
plucks
left,
their
we
turkey,
the
mate?
On.
All right, you've left the feathers on from the neck. Sorry, I'm just asking the practical questions at this point.
Well, practical questions are welcomed, but you've got a tone with it, and I don't like it.
No, I'm genuinely interested.
Once you've kind of ground it down, not fully made it into like dust, but you know, a couple of shards of bone, then you stick that in the ground, and then wait for nature to take its course.
What will happen? Oh. What will nature do? What's the next
Someone
stage?
Has sex with the fucking
the most bone. Likely the most likely thing is a fox would come in the night and pick the bones up and run off with them. Really? And it's great for their teeth and stuff, so you know, all good for them.
I thought you'd just smash these bones down there. How the fox just coming up and picking up all this powder with its mouth.
If you here's a life hack for you. If you would like unwanted foxes in your garden, all you need to do is pulverize a turkey carcass and stick it in the ground.
You know, a live turkey is appealing, but a shard of turkey bone, far more appealing.
If you would like to poison if you would like to lacerate the esophagus of local wildlife.
So the other thing that can happen when nature takes its course is if you put the shard of bone perfectly into the ground, it actually splinters the Earth's crust, creating a chain reaction, and it splits the entire planet.
False Cthulhu.
Yeah, it turns the entire planet, it cuts it in half.
So if one person puts the bone in the ground,
yep,
the planet's going to crack.
Uh-huh. Cracking.
Is
perfectly.
That how new planets are made?
It's perfectly in two. And
your
then
life
the...
hack is getting worse. If you would like to destroy the whole of humanity, all you need to do is pulverize a
life hack. That is a life hack,
yeah,
though.
Greta Thunberg doesn't go on about
somebody,
turkey
if
carcasses.
Somebody came up, life hack, this will destroy the world. It'd be done in a heartbeat. Someone would fucking do
if
it.
If you're really sick of life and don't want to go on anymore, the easy way to get rid of life and existence is to grind up a turkey carcass, stick a shard of bone in the ground. Hey, presto. End of world.
You can imagine when this episode goes out, it's going to get thousands of listeners from like ISIS and stuff like that. All these turkey carcasses.
There's going to be fucking fields with turkey bones stabbed in the ground.
I've started
something. People are going to have no idea why.
I've started a movement.
Foxes and Armageddons everywhere.
Armageddon?
Oh, yeah, Foxes Biscuit.
Armageddopodies.
Foxes Biscuits and the Hollywood 90s classic with Bruce Willis. That sounds like a good evening, that.
And Aerosmith.
And Aerosmith's daughter, because that's her official title, Aerosmith's daughter.
Aerosmith's daughter, that's her name.
And the guy with the fake legs or whatever he's got wrong with him so he can't go in the shuttle. Emotional story. Oh, it's a good film, is that? No.
Fucking Michael Bay, get out of here.
Yeah, boom, boom, boom.
Written Michael Bay. Nah, there ain't enough explosions. Oh, no, there is a lot of explosions.
Of course there is.
There's Armageddon.
There's just like one big explosion at the end, though, isn't there?
I'm sure we've mentioned it multiple times, but as they always say, I think it's Ben Affleck. Was he in the film, Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck was in. He was the
Ben Affleck was the romance man.
He's the one that says the big flaw in the film was they thought it'd be easier to teach miners how to beat spacemen than teach spacemen to mine, to operate a drill. And it's like that's the main plot hole in the whole film. And you're like,
he's not a deep sea driller. You don't know how complex that is. Obviously,
operate a drill.
He's got loads of experience.
Astronauts
to operate a drill,
have no experience in large machinery.
The main thing is, if they'd not sent the oil people to space, Steve Buscemi wouldn't have ridden a nuclear missile. So it was
worth it. That's very true. We would have missed on that one. And it would have been a bad movie, you know?
It was a bad movie, let's be honest.
I liked Armageddon.
It was an enjoyable ride.
It wasn't great.
It was a romp.
Yeah,
it was a romp.
It's like a one-time watch.
Yeah, it's not
If I watched it now, I might not even like... I imagine the CGI is terrible because you can't really do practical effects of a asteroid hitting Earth, can you?
I think, Benson, you tried to bring this episode to an end a while ago, and we carried on a little bit after that. So shall we have a little bit of a transitional sound effect to take us into the outro?
Okay.
I don't want to end it yet, though.
All right, okay. If you've got more things that you'd like to discuss.
What did you do on New Year's, Adam? Did you drive a car into a hole or anything?
No.
All right, go. Well, that's it from us.
It's bye from Sam.
I told you, I hang my turkey carcasses in woods.
Oh, yeah, you did tell me that. Folks. I'm sorry.
That was my entire Christmas.
It was very, very adamant. It was very clear on
the how many turkeys I have to eat to make it effective.
By the time Christmas comes around, he's just fucking sick of turkeys. But I've been eating them all year.
I can't stand them anymore, right? If everyone's like, why are all the turkeys sold out over Christmas? Why do people buy them that early? It's me. I have to eat like 50 of them.
At this point, it gets to a point where you might as well farm your own turkeys.
One of the best parts of Christmas is going on Twitter on Christmas Day and seeing all of the people who are complaining about rotten turkeys that they've bought from the shops. And it's ruined Christmas.
I've never experienced that. But
you need to do it.
That sounds pretty funny.
But also, what's been added to it recently is the online shoppers who get that something substituted.
Saw this one.
Did you see it?
I saw the substitute ones because some of them were fucking genius.
Yeah, one of my favourites was the guy who'd ordered a big ham for his Christmas day, and they didn't have a big ham, so they sent him 4 slices of wafer thin ham. It's just like, oh no!
I saw someone who was just reading off all the substitutions.
Did you see the one where they didn't get a turkey, so they sent turkey dinosaurs?
Yeah, I did see that one. Turkey dinosaur. Oh man, that's bad. That, though, isn't it? But what do you expect? Like there is a button you can tick for allow substitutions.
Yeah, you're running a risk, aren't you? You're gambling a bit with your Christmas dinner.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I get my turkey in like February, and then. And it's a bit green by December.
But you've got a turkey.
Right? I've never gone on Twitter complain about it, though.
I don't even eat the turkey. I just have the carcass. It's the carcass that's crucial.
To end the world.
I mean, we've got a film there as well, haven't we? We could start a film. That doesn't make sense. We could make a film.
Right, okay. If you were making that film, make it interesting. Make that film... 2-hour film about a dude who might put a turkey bone in the ground and destroy the world.
And call it
Carmageddon.
Carcassageddon.
Yeah, you were trying to play on
Gobblegeddon.
You were trying to play on carcass there, weren't you? It didn't quite work because it sounded like
Gobblegeddon.
It didn't quite work. Sorry. You're not the only one that can make fucking puns.
apparently I am.
Shots fired.
I don't know what I'd call it yet, but it'll be something about a carcass going into the crust. Bone crust.
Deep
pan.
That's the
deep
best you've pan. Got. You just said bone crust.
You just stuffed, call it turkey stuffed day,
crust.
Wouldn't you?
There we go.
Turkey day. Stuffed crust.
Stuffed like a turkey, crust like a pizza, stuffed crust. There we go.
Beautiful.
Don't need to explain myself to you. It'll start off with a huge amazing. Explosion, and the explosion will actually be at a Bernie Matthews turkey farm. Other turkey farmers are available. And
I reckon I've got a director for you, Benson. Sam's going to love it.
The old MB.
The old MB. Explosions, mate. You want explosions? We need an MB.
Is that how the turkey carcass gets ground? With a huge
yes,
explosion?
Yes, exactly. Shards of turkey. And then what happens is this guy's like 50 miles away and he sees this explosion from the other 50 miles away. And one of the shards...
the other 50 miles
away. One of the shards...
Not
shards
that 50 miles away.
Wait till he looks behind him. There's the other explosion, another 50 miles away. Equidistant explosions. And then the shard flies over and it misses him by a mere inch, lands on the floor. But he doesn't know it's landed on the floor because it missed him by an inch, but he'll move in that quick. So anyway, he steps on it. Next thing you know, Earth split in half. And that's the end of the film. It's just, for the Earth to split in half, it'll take a while.
Do that in 2... Okay, so you've got like 5 minutes.
It's 2 hours of it. It's like watching paint dry, but it's like
an
watching
hour
the earth
and 55 minutes of the earth crust cracking.
Yeah, but you've got earthquakes, volcanoes, lava. Basically, all of them like natural geographical mega events films.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
volcano,
so you've got like
an earthquake.
All the disaster movie events. That
exactly.
Are, like,
it's just one mega disaster, and it's caused by a turkey carcass shard.
Turkey mega disaster.
I'm telling you, this is almost as good as that quiz show idea that I had. It's almost as good.
Die Shard.
Anyway, it's bye from Sam.
It is bye from me.
We need to do that thing where you introduce the socials, Sam.
Hello, socials. This is Twitter. this is Facebook. Facebook. This is Instagram. I'm sure you'll get on famously. Right. And we need a sound effect to take us into that part, and you haven't suggested a sound effect.
That's the new thing due to a carcass shard.
I'll put in the sound of the world ending due to a turkey shard. Turkey bone shard. And we've come to the end of another silly episode of Killer Rabbit Podcast. It's been a delight and a pleasure, an absolute wonderment to be here with you today. And we do hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. And if you'd like to get in touch and tell us how much you've enjoyed it, or send us stories, suggestions, topics, or anything else like that, or just come and say hi, you can of course do this on any of our lovely, lovely, sexy socials. And you can find us on those lovely, lovely, sexy socials at Killer Rabbit Pod. Or you can send us a mail of the E variety to killerrabbitpodcast@gmail.com where we shall respond post haste. So yeah, thanks for listening.
Mail of the C variety.
Come find us. Come say hello. Because we enjoy the engagement. And it makes me sad when there is none. So yeah. Thanks very much for listening.
Look how sad Sam is.
I know, very sad. Out of 7, 6. Yeah. That's how sad I am.
Six sads.
Yeah.
Six sads. Yeah, six old sads. Sad.
So thanks That's very much for listening. Come thanks and say so hello. Much.
Come and say hello.
We'll see you. We'll see you.
We'll see you.
We will speak to you.
We'll speak to you.
Audible noises at you in approximately 7 days' time. And if you can't wait until then, maybe you can go back through the catalogue of wonderful episodes and find something you enjoy there. Yes.
And make sure you listen to this episode before episode 40. We'll tell you now. And then
If you've already listened to episode 40 before this one, then...
You've done it wrong. Yeah, you've done it failed. Wrong.
How could you not have worked that out? Fool.
Mad.
Crazy Mad. Bastards. Listening to 40 before 41. Who do you think you are?
Everyone knows 41 comes before 40.
What is the world coming
In fact,
to?
I'm so angry at you, I'm going to go stick a turkey bone shard in the ground and see what happens.
Yeah, that's it. Just end it all. Yeah. We're done.
I've been Sam.
I've been Benson.
I've been Adam.
Bye for now, everybody. Love you, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye